All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in to News Radio 840 KXNT. Casey Hendrickson here. The final hour of the program, again, open line. So anything that you want to bring up, whether it's something that we've discussed, whether it's something that happened in the news that you want to be able to talk about more, or if you just have a general question, feel free to give us a call, 733-KXNT, 733-5968. We're going to head back to the phone line. Sonny, welcome to News Radio 840.
Yeah, I had a rant today. My name's Sonny. Hello, everybody in Las Vegas.
Hello. What's on your mind?
I'm convinced now you guys are promoting conflict amongst the American people.
Okay.
Point being, you had a caller, Danny, who called earlier and mentioned the amendment right to bear arms, mm-hmm. and that a right to bear arms was to implement overthrowing our government. And you wanted to bring the other half and felt it was necessary to promote your materialistic property, 32-inch television screen, was more important than seeing what the government is doing today. And for the other caller,
I don't have a 32-inch television. It's 65.
Oh, well, there you go. Your 65-inch television that you're so fearful of losing amongst chaos, amongst the civilians of America. And, you know, we're therefore, again, promoting conflict. I think the major issues of us is getting together and overthrowing this Federal Reserve government, who is being implemented every day by socialistic, Illuminatic, private Tories.
Hold on. I gotta pause you. I think you lost me a little bit here, Sonny. You said that I was promoting conflict, right?
Yeah.
And then you just advocated overthrowing the Federalist government.
Again, Americans call to, feel part of the show, get their opinion across. Not to hear, somebody who, I'm sure you got no more than 4 years of college, go out and bash somebody's opinion or view.
Does it matter to you that I passed? Hold on, Sonny. First of all, college education doesn't mean anything. Doesn't matter how much college I have, because as I pointed out, I was at UNLV and it was full of a bunch of idiots who don't understand basic tax policy. But
yeah, Maryland Parkway University, absolutely.
But you are telling me that I advocated conflict as if that was some kind of a bad thing, and then you said we need to overthrow the government.
No.
I'm confused.
No, the amendment right that he spoke about was to bear arms in case the government was and got too powerful.
Correct.
That the American people were able to overthrow the government. That was the main reason why we were the amendment right to bear arms.
That's what he said.
That you don't lose your 65, in case of a civil
war. No. We're talking about
war.
Sonny, have you ever even read Thomas Jefferson or Samuel Adams or any of these guys? Because they made it very clear why they left the right to bear arms.
Right. The majority of the main presidents that were 33rd degree Masons, and half and majority of Americans not knowing that every president we've had to this day forward, with the exception of two, have been Masons.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's just say for argument's sake that the Masons created this conspiracy to create the United States of America. I'm okay with that. You're not. You leave.
What do you mean? Why do I need to leave my own?
Because our founding fathers founded this nation based on, according to you, Masonic principles. I'm okay with that. You're not. We were here first. You leave.
They only implemented
because it's my country.
When the Federal Reserve,
if you're telling me that the founding principles of this country and that the U.S. Constitution and everything are all garbage because it was founded by Masons, then you don't like it, so you leave. Establish your own country somewhere. There's islands for sale.
I believe in American. It's all American or nothing, and it's not about one party or the next, or.
But you don't believe in the founding principles or what the founding fathers taught.
Senior citizen out there telling me he almost fell asleep, and then turn around and say he needs to boycott the media, and then turn around and use a slogan from a private institutional guy who bought Fox Media and say that, oh yeah, fair and balanced. Oh yeah, don't forget fair and balanced now. Fair and balanced. Yeah, that was. Did he even know what he's rambling on and
wait, are you mad at me or are you mad at Danny?
He's a European.
Sonny, are you mad at me or are you mad at Danny?
Because
you are all over the place. I am totally losing you.
And I think that you you have to go on that format. You have no choice. I don't believe
I can choose any format that I want. Sonny, here's Sonny. Are you mad at what Danny said or are you mad at what I said?
Well, I'm mad at the last two callers who really didn't. Yeah, there was a carrying on ranting type of nogality, but these times and the years that we are seeing as we speak, call for that, because there's many areas of conflict that are being implemented to showing us a one world order, and it is not ran by Americans. It's implemented by private institution, family-owned, people of power.
Okay, so family-owned is bad, but big government's also bad.
Well, big government is being run by the Ashkenazi, the Illuminati, the Rothschild. It's a privately owned institution, and it didn't happen until 1913, I may add. So in 1913 is when we really started being corrupted and being taken over by...
Wait. Are you saying that my position as an information officer for the Illuminati is affecting my balance on this program?
I absolutely do. I think you have a format that you have to run by, and that format is to make the American people who call your show and to... either make them feel like they're idiots, or we don't know what we're talking about. And there's plenty of us.
Well, who did I call an idiot today?
You called Danny being a wacko.
Yeah, but so did you. So we agree.
He had plenty agree of what that Danny didn't. No, Danny was there, and he was fair and balanced on implying to the people that they need to start listening and opening their eyes a little bit further.
Well, that's not what he said.
Fox Media tell them that they have to hear fair and balanced when all they're doing is promoting conservative views.
Well, that's not at all what he said. That's why I had a problem with him.
And he's promoting fair and balanced from a guy who is from Europe.
Who the hell is from Europe? I'm trying my hardest. I have a giant cup of coffee in me. I am trying to follow you. Who's the guy from Europe again?
The billionaire who bought Fox Media.
He's Murdoch?
From Australia. I can't.
Murdoch. You mean Murdoch? Oh, okay.
There you go.
Oh, Murdoch. Okay.
It wasn't until Murdoch purchased Fox Media that he implemented the slogan "Fair and Balanced."
Okay. Do you think that was a goal of his to have a fair and balanced?
Re-elect George Bush. Absolutely. It's one organization. It's one team. Can everybody see it? Why can't they see it? There it is.
So when ABC, NBC, Sonny, you're doing exactly what Danny did. You're bouncing from point to point because you can't defend your argument.
No, stay with one thing. I'm referring back to the president.
Stay with one thing. When CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, and all of them, when they get together as a peer group and they vote for the past 3 years in a row that Fox has the most balanced coverage of news media, are they a part of the conspiracy and therefore are under the control of Murdoch?
Absolutely. There is no such thing anymore of investigative reporting.
How much am I supposed to be paid for my duties on this program to fool you guys? How much am I supposed to be paid for that? Because I think I might be under.
You mentioned a quote about the amendment right back to the liberals. We'll go back when Danny mentioned the comment, and you had to refer to an editor in the newspaper who again is owned by the Ashkenazi Illuminati. Okay.
Did I refer to an editor in a newspaper in all of my comments today? I didn't think so either.
And you had to refer to it. Yeah, you did. You mentioned a comment that you read out of an article in one of the daily, was it Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah. The professor that is published in the, yeah. But I can give you several different articles where they all say the same thing. Huffington Post has also advocated that on numerous occasions.
Right, but the editor works for the Illuminati. It's a privately institutionalized paid newspaper now. It's not Americanly owned. I don't want to have this turn into a socialistic Germany, dictatorship.
Well, what do you exactly want? Because you don't hold on, do. Sonny, hold on. Cut. Sonny, take a deep breath because I need to know where you're going with this. Let me ask the question. You don't like the founding fathers or what their principles were because they were Masons. You don't want the country to turn into Germany because you don't like the Germans and they're a part of the Illuminati thing and everything else. I feel that I'm being undercompensated for my role in all of this. But what do you want the United States to be if you don't agree with the founding principles because they were Masons, but you don't want it to become a fascistic Nazi Germany? What do you want it to become?
Well, see, the Masons founded democracy.
I don't care about what do you want it to become. I don't care about the Masons.
Founded democracy, but technically, we were just under an umbrella. The democracy is a smoke cloud.
But we weren't supposed to be a democracy.
It's always been ran by the royal bloodline of the English crown. We've never been on our own.
Now you're getting on something I can get behind. You're blaming the English. All right, now we're going in a direction we can get on the same page with.
George Bush and the Queen of England are related, directly descent-related.
Really?
And that bloodline stems into our half-black president. Again, he's not black, he's half-black. Let's get that straight.
Are you saying that Obama and Bush are brothers?
They are. No, I said their Illuminati bloodline gives them relations. And not only that, the other president, the opposing party who came out, and the Republican,
McCain?
I grasp his name right now.
McCain?
His wife came out on CNN and promoted her book, implementing exactly what I'm saying about this genetic makeup.
Well, I suppose McCain is old enough to have actually mated with the Queen. Sonny, you've given me something to ponder. President Bush, President Obama are actually blood brothers, and this is orchestrated by the Illuminati. Does that mean he was really born in Kenya when it didn't exist? Wow. Dude, you got too many conspiracy theories in your head. You've got to narrow the field so we can understand what you're saying. We'll take more phone calls, open lines, coming up, News Radio 840 KXNT.